Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, it's me, Victoria, your DM. Quick note, these first three episodes were all recorded in one session back in December, and I was sick. There was like about a two-week period where I had a really bad cold, and we recorded a whole bunch of episodes in that period, and yeah. So you can tell by the end of this session, so this episode, I was starting to lag. So I'm sorry about any gross, phlegmy noises. I tried to cut and edit as much as I possibly could out, but it wasn't always possible. So, sorry about that. This episode has been brought to you by the Elderwood Academy. The Elderwood Academy make beautiful wood and leather dice accessories. You can get codex dice towers, scroll rolling trays, hex chest dice boxes, spellbook game boxes, and so many more. They have this really cool Elderwood spell circle. It was the original floaty thing seen on Imgur. You can elevate your dice on this magical wood tray. So essentially what it is it uses electromagnets to levitate this centerpiece of this kind of like wooden altar-like thing. And so you can put your dice on it and they like levitate up in the air and they're really cool, highly unnecessary, but really awesome. And I really want one just for fun. So yeah, check them out, elderwoodacademy.com. They are wonderful people and they make beautiful, high quality equipment.
Keela roped Maypree into crime, but Maypree got a kid out of the deal, so she looks at the situation as a win. Hannah bailed Keela out of trouble and was forced to sit and watch as everyone else had tea and sandwiches at Yulari's tutor's home. And now, something stirs, and it is time for the Broads to be on the move. You're listening to The Broadswords.
Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's the Wizard Witch.
I look appropriately crotchety.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our bard scald.
I have very big ears.
Bianca Zelda as Maypree, our tiefling barbarian.
I'm mixing and matching.
And special guests, Satine Phoenix as Hannah, Herald of Shanti.
Wake up!
And Ross Rockefeller as Kenithar, the sorcerer.
If a door doesn't have a knob, is it a wall?
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM.
Hannah is in her room, and there is a stone that starts to glow atop her dresser. Now, Hannah, you know that that is your signal.
Are they sleeping?
Yes.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the lobby.
I have a club, and I just clack, 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 clack against each person's door. Wake up! I've got a very important thing to say.
Wake up!
Wake up.
We're gathering in the living quarters.
I'll get tea going.
Thank you, dear. Everybody wake up!
I shuffle downstairs and my hair is like completely disheveled and I'm not wearing any pants and just like a long, long buttoned down green shirt and that's it.
I look appropriately crotchety in my nightgown.
Oh, you look lovely, dear.
I'll make my way back to our apartments wearing the clothes that I wore yesterday.
I have a very important thing to say to you all. It is time for us to move on. We must continue on our way.
Are we leaving?
We are leaving.
Oh, good. I'm kind of tired of this place.
We must journey through a door. We must get rid of the goats. And our time here is over.
Why can't we take the goats with us?
They don't belong where we're going. And it's probably a cross-contamination quarantine issue.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Customs, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We must move to the next realm. We have to make it to a door. The journey is not going to be very easy. As a matter of fact, the door itself, well, is going to be a little bit hard to find. And I don't move very fast. But together we can get to where we need to go. It'll be fine.
Are we running again?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we are. It is our time to go to Waterdeep.
Ooh, Waterdeep.
Waterdeep.
Yes. There in Waterdeep, you must find a thing. A very noisy thing, but it's a magical thing of great importance.
What kind of noisy thing?
I'm afraid to tell you in case you poke at it or prod it a bit. Everybody else, can you earmuff her? I think she's going to get really excited.
I will earmuff her, gladly.
Excuse me, do not earmuff me, please.
I earmuff you.
Fine, fine. It's magical bagpipes.
Oh, no.
See? She's a little too excited, if you ask me.
And that was through the earmuffs.
Right? Wow.
That's the power of bagpipes.
I have very big ears.
You do, actually. I see them with mine eyes. Well, it is important we get to Waterdeep. It's a different place.
Yes, we must get there. When are we leaving? I need to, and I now, look down at my lack of pants. I need to put pants on and then I'm ready to go.
Yes, we must leave haste. Very fast.
Yes, haste. I agree. Haste!
Luckily, I've prepared for this. I've got go bags ready for everyone already.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. You are going to go very far in life.
Apparently water deep.
It is very far from here, but just a doorway away.
I had a lot of lessons planned.
Where we are going, have any of you been to Waterdeep?
I actually grew up partially in Waterdeep. A lovely city.
It is. I could take you to the library.
I love the library.
It's
what
very
a library.
Large. It is, isn't it?
There is a knock at your apartment door.
Mm? I'll go get it. And Maypri will definitely walk over and open up what she thinks was the door that was knocked on.
And that's how we lost her for 2 weeks.
There stands a young man. A young human man. He's probably about 17, 18. Yularis, you know him.
Oh.
His name is Vince.
Ah, Vince. Oh, no.
Aglava sent me to pick up your things.
It sounds like there may be a change of plans. I think I have to leave.
She said you would say that. And he holds out his hand, and in it is a stone.
Okay.
Just a pebble.
What's that, Vince?
I don't know. She told me to give it to you.
I will gingerly pick up this pebble and examine it.
And when you touch it, you hear a voice in your head. And it's Oglova's voice.
Don't go yet. It's not your time to go. You will meet them. Come to my home.
Hannah, this is a message from Oglova. She's telling me not to go with you and to meet her at her place? What do you think about that?
Are you sure it's her that sent the message?
How sure am I? I mean, I know Vince. Am I familiar mm-hmm. with this technology? I mean, we could stop by her house.
Aglava is an interesting character. She's a barbarian, but she's a very wise barbarian. She subverts a lot of stereotypes about barbarians. She is well-traveled. I mean, you've been living with a herald of a god, and you have a suspicion that Aglava is also connected with a god somehow. She seems to be very familiar without having said anything overtly, without you having said anything, with the situation that is going on.
Sort of an unspoken understanding going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that was going on with Hannah as well.
Well, perhaps she could just go and say hello. Just for a brief moment.
All right.
Just to find out what the heck she's on about.
Sure. Vince, my trunks are this way. I'll show you. I have them all packed. Did you bring any help? I'm not sure that you can carry them yourself.
I have a horse and cart.
Oh, wonderful. Marvelous. You're prepared.
She warned me.
I give a winning smile.
And he goes off to load your trunks. And he does this as everyone gets dressed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everyone gets ready to go.
Keela.
Hannah?
Darling, does someone named Rula, does that name mean anything to you?
It does. Why? How do you know? What do you know, Hannah?
Well, the bagpipes, they were Rulas, and they've been enchanted, and I wanted to take you aside and let you know, personally. Now, these are very important, and I know you're going to be very excited to see them and play with them and perhaps break them, but... do not, please. Please do not. They have a very specific power, and perhaps you'll be able to use it in the future. You see, they can inspire an army to fight against all odds, and that will help against the betrayer. But it's going to be very dangerous to get them.
Hannah, this is... You'll have to mind me. This is a lot. Do you know anything else? Do you know how Rulik came upon these? Do you know what?
I do know something else. You're probably not going to like it.
Okay.
Bahamut took them.
Thank you. And that's kind of all that I can mutter because I'm just stunned to silence right now.
I think that's the last of the trunk stealers.
Well, it all looks well sorted away, and I've dressed. I'm going to go down and... Are you leaving right away, or do I have time to, like, run over and come back, or are you going to be gone?
You got about 20 minutes.
Can I make it there and back in 20 minutes?
No.
All right. Well, Keela, Maypri, I'll see you soon.
What? Oh. Are you... You're not coming with us?
No, that whole conversation, you remember... Earlier, when I got the message, I need to stay here and continue training with Aglava. It's,
Are you sure? Because, I mean, we're doing some pretty serious stuff over there. You know, we're fighting bad guys and stopping stuff.
Well, I'm going to be better at fighting the bad guys and stopping the stuff. If I finally get a chance to stay somewhere for just a hot minute and study. And you're with Hannah. You'll be safe. She'll take care of you.
Yeah, no, Hannah's lovely. She'll keep you like out of trouble. But nicer. Yeah. What I can do, and I know we don't have our speaking stones anymore, but, and I'm going to hand over Yularis Jr. This is Yularis Jr. She's lovely. She will keep you company, and she will remind you of us despite her name.
I think I hold this tiny goat very far from my person.
She's really cute, like a white goat, like a little black beard.
And it looks like I'm about to say something, but I just like give Maypri a good pat on the shoulder. Okay. Yes, I'll see you soon. Did you steal her? Is she stolen goat?
She kind of came with the chaos. I don't really know.
So if, stolen. Like... Okay, good. Good to know.
I'm going to walk over and try to process all of this and run through all the things that I'm, like, supposed to do. So I think I stretch out both my arms, like, fully and place them on your shoulders and try to figure out if... And then I start kind of doing the half-hug thing. I don't know. We haven't had time to process our entire relationship. This is weird for me. It's gotta really be weird for you.
I have a goat under one arm.
Right, so it's this, like, half...
Yeah.
Yeah. For what it's worth, he'd be proud of you. And that's and then I turn around and walk away quickly.
I'm, like, trying to do the pat on the shoulder thing, but he's already gone. Oh, Kanathar. I'll see you soon.
Don't die.
You too.
Thank you.
I see Yulari's about to leave, and I'm very distraught right now. I'm just so shocked with finding out that there's news about my bagpipes, that there's some sort of enchantment on them, that Bahamut is somehow involved, and now Yulari's is leaving. Like, I'm just so overwhelmed right now that all I can think of doing is jump forward and give Yulari's just a huge hug.
She probably stiffens for a second, especially with the goat in one arm. It's like, oh, but she relaxes a little bit. She's going to give you sort of the head pats. It's okay. I'll see you soon. And meanwhile, the goat is just like,
just come back, okay?
And don't get yourself locked in prison, all right?
You know me, I'll try my hardest.
Try harder.
Yulari's dear. Grabs your hand and then points at your ring, taps on it. This is very lovely. This is very lovely.
Thank you.
Use it wisely.
I will. It's been a real pleasure. I hope I see you again, Hannah, soon.
And your hands are buttery now.
I wipe them on the goat.
And Yulari leaves.
Oh, hey, Bianca here to read some lovely iTunes reviews. We have one by Sarek Vaster, which is titled Refreshingly Different. The flavor of Rashomon is so different from most D&D settings, it's great. The ladies do an excellent job of telling a story that unfolds slowly, leaving the listener to wonder about what's going on, just like the characters. Yep, we spend a lot of time wondering what's happening. And then I have another one by Ray B, titled So Much Fun. I love this story and these women. Thank you. Their dedication to good storytelling, character development, and genuinely having fun is truly a sight, sound, to behold. Ales and fancy wines to you, broads. You're amazing. Aww. And then we have one by Gorham Wolf, titled Groovy. Listening to this show is a delight. Aw, you're a delight. Thanks, everybody. These are lovely.
Victoria here. We have teamed up with Dryad Gaming Co. to celebrate 150,000 downloads. Like, holy crow, peeps! Holy crow! We are giving away a Zebrawood dice tower and tray. It retails 110 USD. It's beautiful. I want one. Really? Please? Someone? Hello? Hint, hint? So we're going to give one of those away. All you have to do is go out onto the Twitterverse and tell the world why you like the broadswords using the hashtag BroadSquad. We will be picking our winner on Valentine's Day. That's February 14th, because it's the day of love, and we want to show you love, right? I can't believe I just said that. That was really cheesy. I'm sorry. At any rate, that's when we're going to be picking the winner, and then we'll announce it on episode on February 16th. You can check out Dryad Gaming Co.'s awesome stuff at their website, dryadgaming.com, or on social media at Dryad Gaming Co. Let's get back to it.
And now we have Keela, Maypri, and Kenathar with Hannah to find a door.
Kenathar, what did you pack in our bags? Are we ready to go?
Yes, everything we need.
Are there snacks?
Yeah, oh, switch bags. Yes.
Okay, and Hannah, I'm ready for you to lead the way.
The way is a bit funny. We kind of have to. We're going in a specific direction, but it's going to seem very roundabout. Actually, we're probably going to pass where Eulorius is going. So we have to not awkwardly follow.
We can wait like 5 minutes so she can start. She's got like that horse and carriage. Yeah. She can walk ahead. Yeah, yeah. We don't want that.
We've
whole,
already
like,
said
awkward.
Our goodbyes.
Yeah, yeah.
She could have given you a ride.
Yeah, right?
Now we have to walk.
We have to walk in a roundabout manner to kind of, now that this thing is going off, and she starts shaking this rock, this glowing rock, now that this thing's going off, I think the betrayer might know better where we are. So we should actually be faster than I am.
Do you want me to carry you? I can put you on my back. I'm very good at giving piggyback rides.
Ah, piggyback. I would walk faster if I had 4 feet.
That's... yeah.
I would like to change into a deer, please.
Okay, you change into a deer. What does that transformation look like?
I have my robes and my club and my walking stick, because obviously I'm a druid. I kind of put it in the shape of that, of a deer, and then I shimmy. And I kind of shake into that form. But I'm like Bambi's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I look spry. And I start moving my knees up. Oh, that was much better. All right, let's get moving then.
And we now have a tiefling, a high elf, and a human following a deer down the roads of Sigil. Where does this deer lead them?
Well, I go down that alley, and then we go into a cellar. And the cellar goes through a brewery. And into another opening that opens to another park that takes us through a cemetery and takes us to the city hall and then behind the city hall into an alley. But it's a big alley and there's lots of guards. And then we go into the sewers. Yep, we're going right to the sewers.
The sewers of Sigil are interesting because the city is old and these sewers are multi-leveled because they were once not sewers and then they became sewers as the city grew. So there are chambers and rooms and places. So like as you're walking by you down the sewer and there's like waste flowing by you to your left, you're walking by like what looked like it used to be a storefront. But there isn't really anything there anymore. And you continue walking down this sewer that's quite foul, not so great.
I've got something for this. In my pouch, can I have like a fanny pack on my
yeah.
deer?
Yeah, a deer fanny pack. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
In my back left pouch, there are these little mushrooms. Different colors, you just stick them right in your nose. Right up in there. It helps with the smell.
Are they all different colors? Like I can have like a purple mushroom and like a pink mushroom to stick up my nose?
Yes, the purple one smells like lavender and the pink one smells like elderberry.
Ooh.
The green one smells like mint. Hey.
I'll take some of those mint ones.
I'm mixing and matching and I'll pass out because I mean I've got the opposable thumb so I'll pass out.
Kenathar, what one do you want?
I'm just... This doesn't seem like a great idea to stick, green, that's fine.
Minty, okay, perfect.
And I'll pass you, yeah,
could
what's
up? Could you just write in some purple ones, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll, like, gingerly stuff 2 purple mushrooms up the deer's nostrils.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And now that you have your own wonderful aromas of mint, elderberries, and lavender, you wander happily through the sewers. There's really not much going down here. There's rats, but they're not like rats that want to try to eat you or anything. In fact, they're probably more scared of you than you are of them, and they scurry away as you walk down here. You're just passing these old doorways, these old storefronts. Well, you're in the city of doors, so you come to a door.
I would like to get back in my normal form and conjure animals.
What kind of animals?
I would like rats. And one bunny. I think I can do multiple. Because I'm going to get down and tell them, okay, you have to go to Yolaris and tell her how to get here. Bunny, you should probably talk. I don't think she's going to like the rats. No offense to you, she's a little uppity. But tell her where to find this place. And also, tell her about her ring. Tell her to look into this ring. I'm sure she has many questions, but have her look into it. Talk to it. Okay, now off with you.
As one, they all turn and start pouring down the sewer the way you came.
Quietly now. Oh, never mind. We're just surrounded by doors, right?
Yeah, there's doors everywhere. Doors, storefronts, everything's dilapidated and falling apart.
Are the knobs similar or distinct?
Some of the doors don't have knobs. Some of the doorways don't have doors at all. Some of them do have knobs. And they're all different.
We're leaving way too early. This is just getting interesting.
Oh, it's not time yet.
Oh, good.
We have to wait. Wait for it.
Gonna look around. Like, ooh, what are we waiting for?
You'll know it when you see it. Wait for it. Oh, Mepri.
Yeah.
You have a similar ring.
Yeah, isn't mine nice? We all kind of have, like, rings that are similar but not similar. I once spoke to I think it was a merchant. I don't really know what his profession was, but he told me I could dreamwalk. I've tried one time to, like, think in my dream about walking in my dream, but, like, you already walk in your dreams because, like, you're dreaming of, like, yourself. So I don't know if it really made any sense to me.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me, but you should keep practicing.
You think? Okay.
It's very interesting, and that's probably the least weird thing I've heard in a long time.
Ah,
there's been a lot of weird things happening. Like, look around. These doors.
Are the doors weird? I mean, like, on a scale of, like, one to really weird, do we categorize them as very weird?
Well, I mean, you've been above the sewers, and there's lots of doors, but not like this. They have more purpose. This is just a big, filthy mess of doors. Imagine all the places they go.
Oh, I mean, I can see Kenithar over there already sketching doorknobs. I can only imagine what, like, the significance of them is.
He's going through a thing.
I can tell. It's a coping mechanic.
Let him do what he needs to do.
Quick question.
We all process differently.
If a door doesn't have a knob, is it a wall or is it still a door? I need to know how
it's
to categorize
threshold.
This.
An archway?
Okay. Archway.
A push door?
Archway.
Like
so
saloon
many.
Doors.
Yeah.
There's so many doors.
Sliding doors?
Ooh.
Pocket doors.
Yeah.
Recess doors.
I'm going to need more paper.
French doors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, give me 1 second. I reach into my bosom. I take out a really long scroll. There you
Thank
go,
you.
Darling.
That'll do perfect. Thanks.
Keela, what did your ring do?
By the way, while this whole conversation about how tempting the doors were was happening, Keela was, like, inching towards one of the most interesting looking doors, and when you call on her, she kind of, like, stops and turns to you quickly and says, I could teleport us between different planes, and I'm kind of taking a subtle step closer to the door while I say this.
I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
My eyes, like, dart to the handle.
If you say you can teleport, you don't know where you're gonna go. We might never find you. You might go into space and never be found.
That's why I have to stick you with your friends.
I am suddenly terrified of my own ring.
Now sit here with me. All of you, come sit. You're going to really like this.
Yeah, okay. I'll sit down on this very gross, slimy ground.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I kind of grow some plant seats for you, some cushy plant seats.
I love them. I love them so much.
I didn't want to come sit originally, but the cushy plant seats tempt me.
Kenneth, are you joining us?
Oh,
look
sorry.
At these seats.
Yes, yes. Sorry, this
come
door.
Sit.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm
I know
coming.
You're distracted. That's why I called your name.
This one had handles on both sides.
Wild.
Oh, this is nice. It's squishy. But like in a dry way. That's good.
I'm not quite sure why it's nothing's happening right now, and I shake the rock. And I kind of hold it to my mouth and go rah, 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 and shake it.
I give Maypree like a long sideways glance as this is happening.
I'll return it in the best way I think possible. Confusion.
I'm going to check that the color on my mushrooms are not the same that she has put them back in.
As you're all looking at each other and inspecting your mushrooms, you hear from above you a great rising sound as if 100 frogs are singing together in harmony.
Oh, yes. Yes. Listen. Watch.
What? It sounds like Keela singing.
It's not me this time, I swear.
There's a shimmer of light from above you.
Yes, that's it. Oh, there it is. The door.
And above you is a shimmering pool of water.
I go to a blank page, start writing water door, I guess, again. This is getting confusing.
Maypree, is it just me, or is that not how water works?
You know, I've never studied water quite like Kenathar has, but I don't think so. Hannah, what do you think? You're the expert.
You're gonna have to just go right in there. It's where the portal is. It's like a door is a portal, porthole.
I start jumping on the spot.
I don't have a... I should have brought a ladder. I was just very excited to hurry up.
Can you just make the seats bigger?
That's a thought.
Well, maybe I could. Well, I don't know how long this is going to last. I probably should let you know that where the bagpipe is so that you can find it. I can't go with you.
Oh, what? But we've had so much fun. You have taught me the best cooking stuff ever.
And perhaps I'll meet up with you again. But this is your journey and your... Yeah, sorry about that.
Did we just get evicted? Is that...
Well, it's more like you just don't want to be here when the betrayer and his situation gets here. I'm sure they're going to follow you. Go to Waterdeep. Talk to Durnan. Durnan might be able to help you find the bagpipes.
Durnan, got it.
Are you gonna be okay, Hannah?
I'll be fine.
Are you sure? You've done so much for us. I don't want to feel like we're gonna be the ones to put you at risk.
Oh no, I'll be just fine. I've got plenty of secrets I haven't talked to you about.
Okay, I mean, maybe next time we see you, you'll share some more secrets?
Yeah, perhaps, if you guys aren't running around in the middle of the night all the time, sleeping in.
Oh, no promises.
Yeah, so definitely talk to Durnan. He has more information for you. Oh, by the way, he's at the Yawning Portal. I just realized that the only one of you who has ever been to Waterdeep is no longer with you, so... perhaps I should give you a little bit more information as, like, I'm rising the stools. definitely hold your breath in there. It is actual water.
Good to know.
And stay out of the water, and there's also a lot of bad people over there. And don't really show yourselves, because it's very dangerous, and also, you know, the betrayer.
Thank you so much for your hospitality. It was lovely. Bye.
Oh, here, take some gold with you. Poor, poor creatures. I toss up, like,
I catch all the gold.
I toss up, like, 20 gold pieces.
As you rise up towards this water and disappear. And we have Hannah seated on a plant chair in the middle of a sewer.
I get up. I stand up straight. Oh, that's so weird. I had that frog in my throat the whole time. And I just walk back where we came from. Not like a normal person.
Well, we really split the party this time. Will Keela and Maypri be able to keep out of trouble without Yularis to keep them in line? Well, we'll see. Tune in with us again on February 16th for our new episode. We will have Blue Jay as a guest, and the episode after that, we will have Lauren Urban. See you next time. Warda is an original fantasy actual play podcast created by Ali Grauer and Drew Mergieski. It's one part Game of Thrones, two parts Downton Abbey, served on the rocks with a twist of Agatha Christie. Discover magic, mystery, and more than a little socio-political commentary along the way. The city holds thousands of stories. What will yours be?
Hey, Broad Squad, Tracy here. I'm only going to make you listen to my sick voice for a moment so that I can thank some of our new and upgrading patrons. So, Jay Logan, Conduit of Queerness Itself, thank you. And also, I love that name. Ian Hawkins, thank you so much. Aubrey Massey, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who continues to support us on Patreon. We really appreciate it.
Oh, poor Yularis Jr.
I think she probably loves it. She's like licking her fur. Yeah. And,
yeah. Yeah, her coat's all glossy and moisturized.
So moisturized.
And Yularis leaves.
Both of us.
Both
Yularis leaves.
Squared. End of this. Thank you. Yay.
Oh, I love
that
her.
That was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
She's so perfect.
Thanks, Druid Mom.
Oh, Druid
the
Mom.
Best. We would not have succeeded without her.
Theme music and Yularis Says Goodbye by Victoria Rogers. Other music by Kevin McLeod of Incomtech.com. Cottages, Northern Glade, Vanishing, and Too Cool. And there was Peer Gynt, Suite No. 1, Morning Mood, performed by the Malmö Symphony Orchestra, composed by Edvard Grieg.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.